Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing amazing. Got coffee in hand, ready for the day. I appreciate you asking. And I'm speaking with, is it Alexa?
It's Alexa. So.
Oh, Alexis.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm glad, because if not, my whole systems will go crazy right now seeing your name.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. All right. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Alexis. So I just had Lulu send over information to kind of catch me up to speed on everything here. I see you're pretty brand new in the company. Is that right?
Yes, it's brand new. We've only had a few jobs.
Awesome. Well, hey, there you go. You got your foot in the door. Now it's time for us to help really optimize your business to make sure that you're getting in front of the customers that need you. So that way you're blooming out there, okay? Now, have you ever used, I know you're brand new, but I mean, far as in general, I mean, have you ever used anyone to help you with your online presence, maybe in the past or currently?
The guy who built my website, he kind of gives me advice about, like, giving updates and making sure that we have reviews and, like, giving little excerpts that you can put on your website that will kind of just keep it updated, new, keep pushing it up to the top of Google.
Gotcha. There you go. All right. So that's really good that you're having SEO for your website. But here's the other thing. You know, it's all connected. Like, I like to explain it kind of like a big puzzle piece picture, right? Not one piece is more important than the other. It's just they all work together. So what we do is we make sure to also help on the Google side and other directories to help that website being found, but also your own Google business profile. So that way they can see your hours of operations, maybe some pictures right there and a link to your website, of course, and maybe even social media if I have that as well too. By having this, it really gives, you know, that optimization to be in front of the customers wherever they're looking, right? Because with this, calls come to you directly. They don't go through any type of third party. No one touches your customers but you. And we don't charge per click, per call, job lead, nothing like that. It's a flat rate. So you get to cherry pick as many calls and jobs as you like. So far, so good? All right. Awesome. Now, with that being said, we definitely want to make sure we're not having calls that are going to waste your time. We want to make sure that they are quality calls. So I want to kind of double down on this a little bit. From the notes that Lulu put here, you're mainly looking for more commercial work, maybe some residential, but within the Cleveland area. Is that pretty accurate? Okay, beautiful. And that's what we can help you with. So we're very flexible with your target market in your areas. If you have areas that you kind of want to exclude because you're like, not much money there, perfectly fine. If you want to hit specific zip codes, counties, cities, it's all inclusive in your package. We could do that. Go ahead.
I really haven't, like, broken down what city would be more worth it or not. I think they're all kind of equally potential.
Yeah, sure.
So really, like, the mainly, like, main Cleveland area, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much, like, the greater Cleveland area. My guys already work a lot kind of in the east side and inner city Cleveland area. So that's definitely our main, like, zone. But we would love to expand out. We're really looking for as much opportunity as possible.
Of course. Well, then, this is my suggestion then, because this package, like I said, is all-inclusive. It runs about a 50-55-mile radius in every direction. I would say use all of it, right? You never know what kind of bites, what kind of leads you're going to be generating. And you can kind of, you know, scale it from there. Like, hey, listen, all my jobs are coming out at the 50-55-mile marker. Let's keep it open. Or like, John, I'm doing so well locally, I don't need to go that far out. Let's narrow it down. You know, completely up to you. So you can modify that at any time. Of course, you will have a tracking system that we'll develop for you. It's fully customizable. So you can see the calls coming through, what keywords are working, change it out. I mean, our team will be there to back you up Monday through Friday, though. Keep everything up to date and make any modifications you need to from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, Alexis, this is not just for getting on Google. That's our first step, right? We actually go above and beyond. So we get you on the first page of Google, no matter what. Like, your keywords, they don't have to even know your business name. They type in flat roof, or flat top roofing, roof coating near me. I'm just spitting out words here, but then at that time, that's when they'll find you on that first page to call you directly at that exact moment they need you. Now, your bread and butter will come from Google. I'll put it like that. But just because there's not many that come from other directories doesn't mean we cast them away. We actually include this in your package, so this will work as well on Yelp, even Bing, and any Apple product out there. So if they're using Safari or if they're using Siri, then better believe you will be found on there as well too. Okay? Now, Alexis, there's also, we do target marketing ads through social media. Do you have a Facebook business page by any chance?
No, which I do need.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Perfect. Timing. That's okay. Timing is everything. I'm glad we're talking. Lulu's a good friend of mine, and now I could see why she actually put more than a 50% discounted rate for you, to be honest. So I'm kind of wondering, like, wow, she put in a really nice rate here, and I could see it. You guys could really use the help. I think I've done roofing in the past myself, a lot of EPDM, and I'm telling you right now, it's a huge market for you guys right now in that area, for sure. Yeah, just looking at things. But anyway, Facebook business page. We will develop one for you, and we connect that together. So imagine you got a customer that's in your area typing in roofers near me, and they're on Google. If they don't call you and they go on Facebook after that, that's when your ad will pop up on their screen with a click to call you directly from there as well. So it's a target marketing ad, not just a regular ad shooting out to anyone. And that's all inclusive for you. So Alexis, let's go over pricing here. I don't think we've done that yet. And let's see if it fits in the right ballpark for you in the budgeting. I mean, if it does, great. We have exclusivity just for you. We are a premier Google channel partner. That means we are the highest tier partnership that Google trusts to handle SEO, search engine optimization. Now, in order to keep our partnership alive at the top tier, I think you're going to appreciate this the most, is that once you decide to move forward with us, we are not allowed or permitted by Google to work with any competitor in your area. So that way, you're not being rotated, we're not sharing leads, nothing of that nature. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So with the promotional rate, she dropped you down. I got to tell you the normal rate. Like, you can call my bluff and go to our website to look at this. Normally, this package is $599 a month with the $299 setup fee. She got you all the way down to $249 month to month with a one-time setup fee of only $99. So your initial investment of getting started today would be $348. Now, today is the 4th. That will last until next month on the 4th. And from there on, it will always stay, no matter what, at $249 and never a cent more than that. I feel like I talk a lot. So, Alexis, based off of pricing, everything you're hearing so far, how does it sound to you?
It sounds good. It sounds good. What's your website? I just want to look at it.
Sure. Yeah. It's localsplash.com. L-O-C-A-L. Splash, like a splash of water. Those are real customers in there. There's also real reviews in there. I mean, we have over 10,000 companies we're working with throughout the U.S. Being 19 years in business for being a premier partner with Google, it's pretty incredible. We'll never change our business name.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And when you look at the packages, and it should be under SEO packages, you'll see your package that we're talking about right here is called the Platinum Package. And you'll see right there, $599 a month.
Alright. Sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm. And if you're also looking on there, I always like to show this and point this out because we do take a lot of pride in it. Being a premier partner, you can't buy that spot. Like, you literally have to, you know, prove yourself pretty much. So when you see a Google icon where it says Google Ads Partner, if you click on that icon, it'll send you to Google's actual webpage for their partners in the directory. And you'll see our business name, our performance is in there, our certifications through Google, even our spend. And the reason I wanted to bring that the spend part up is because, not additionally, out of your $249 monthly, we put $100 of those dollars back invested into your company for your Facebook ads. So normally everyone else, they will charge per click on those ads. We don't do that. We actually already put that included in your package, so that way you're never having to worry about what the end of the month bill is going to be.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have any questions for me?
I don't think so. Yeah.
Awesome. And I think starting the new company and everything like that in the area, I mean, everyone says it's cool, I think hands down, right? But at the same time, some business owners never get seen. Why? Because they're on the fifth page. Sometimes even on the second page, they never get seen, right? I might be over-exaggerated on that, but I don't know about you. I never look at that second or third page.
It's worthy of some kids, but it's worthy of my time. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. And that's where this is. We want to make sure that you're always conveniently being found by those customers. So that way they can say, oh, yeah, I saw her on Facebook. I saw her on Google. I saw her on Yelp. I think that might be a sign to give her a call.
Yeah.
Now, before I move forward any further here, Alexis, I mean, this position is available. It would just be for you. Now, I do see you have a website already. You got to set foot in the door, like I mentioned. But we need to get that optimized so that way you're constantly being in front of the right customers. I'm going to say the right customers because – you don't want your phone to ring, I'm pretty sure. What you want is calls coming through that are quality calls that turn into jobs and repeat customers, which ultimately lead to referrals, right? And that's the best, hands down. And that's what we can help you with on that.
Okay.
All right. So, Alexis, I'm horrible with spelling, so don't laugh too hard. But am I spelling the name correctly? Is it A-L-E-X-I-S?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, perfect. Okay. All right. And then, Alexis, how do you spell your last name?
Z-E-I-D-N-E-R.
Oh, wow. How do you pronounce that? Zeidner?
Zeidner.
Wow. Very unique. Okay, I love it. And, Alexis... Mine's basic. I'm just John.
John's still very...
And now, Alexis, my promise to you today, and I do this to every business owner that joins our family, I like to make sure I stay on the phone with you guys, so that way, even after payment, that you see your invoice through text and email with everything in writing. That way, if you have any questions or concerns, we can address that on the phone right at that moment, not trying to play phone tag or any funny business like that. So what would be the best email address I could send the invoice to?
Email address. Sorry. It's going to be Alexis. It's going to be my name, Alexis Zeidner, 24, at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. All right. Perfect. Okay. And then the phone number we're talking on right now, is that the best phone number for us to contact you? Ending with the 5348?
Yeah, it will.
Okay. Perfect. And then for your customers, you want them to reach out to the same phone number or to a different phone number?
You know what? It's the same phone number for right now, but I think today is going to be the day that I get another line set up so I can have those differentiated. Because, sometimes I'm just for a call that's like, hi, how can I, you know. So I need to have that another.
No worries.
No one's talking.
Everything we do here is don't feel like you're married to it, okay? Just know that when it comes down to everything, you can always modify it yourself on your tracking system, or I'll say it as or, but take my suggestion with heart on this one. If you're paying for our services to help you with all this stuff, let them do it. You know what I mean? We want you to have a more load off your shoulders so that way you can focus more at the job at hand rather than trying to figure out all that stuff in the back end. You know what I mean? Unless you're hands-on, that's perfectly fine, too. So,
I've been told to update, so.
Okay. Well, hey, either or, we got you. No worries. Now, this next part is for Google. I can't mess it up, because if you do, then it can delay things. I don't want that to happen to you. So, I have the business name as one word, crew cut, and then the second word would be roofing. Is there anything else I might be missing on that?
No.
Okay. Now, the next part for this is Google does require to have a physical address to be verified. It does not require you to showcase your address to the public. So first thing is, I do have an address ready on here. Is it 12202 Summerlin Avenue, 44111 is the zip code?
I don't know the address we're using offhand.
That's okay.
But we're storage would be, and kind of the address we're given is going to be 1621 Medina Road, okay. Unit 3.
Perfect. And then you said Unit 3. Okay. Boom. Gotcha. All right. So now, do you want to showcase that to the public, that address, or do you want to keep that hidden?
No, because there's no reason that anybody would ever have to utilize that address or, like, because
okay.
If we're ever meeting, it's not them coming to me, it's us coming to them.
Gotcha. It makes sense, right? I mean, the best thing, too, is when I tell customers that, they think, like, oh, man, they're not going to know where I'm at, though. I'm like, no, when they're looking it up, they'll see that you're servicing this area, so it definitely shows as you're local, too. So it's automatic on that. So no worries. I'll keep it hidden then. Now, because our team is going to be doing the target marketing Facebook ads for you, developing an actual Facebook business page and your tracking system, I would really suggest to, you know, highly recommend our team introduces themselves to you. It takes about like an hour window that we ask for just in case if you have further questions, things like that. And they'll even go over all that, show you how to maneuver through your tracking system to keep track of all your analytics. I can set that up as early as tomorrow if you'd like. Do you have an hour window to speak with them on that?
Tomorrow? Yes, I do.
Okay. What time works better for you, like morning or evening?
Let's say morning.
Okay. We could do it around 10 a.m. is the earliest, from 10 to 11. Would that work?
Let's do 10 to 11. Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. And again, communication is key in everything on this. So if for any reason you need to reschedule, let us know. That's all we ask for. We'll go ahead and happy to accommodate for that. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to send you an email. It's a Google invite. Okay. That way you have another form of contact for me, just in case if you ever need me. And I'm going to send that same email to our team. All you need to do is hit yes on your side. They will hit yes on their side to show you that they are committed to this meeting. Okay. It's going to come from jseo@localsplash.com. I'm sending it right now. Let me know once you got it. I'm going to put a reminder for them too. They are human, so you never know. All right, and bada boom.
Sorry.
Oh, it says a failure. Maybe I misspelled something here. Let me double check. What's the first letter of your last name?
V.
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 What was that?
As in zebra.
Okay.
Zebra.
Yep. Gotcha. Gotcha. I don't know how I got C on that one. Okay. Let me change that up. Okay. Perfect. Boom. Let me put that in. Refresh. And pow. Okay. Now it's ending. Let's try this again. Round two. Okay. Let me know if you got that one. It should come through.
Not yet.
That one didn't shoot back to me, so it's definitely sent. If you don't get it in the next, like, 10 seconds, take a look into your spam or junk mail. It's my first time emailing you, so it may go there sometimes, so.
Okay. I'm trying to find where Sam is on the Yahoo account.
Well, it should be under John or JONSEO at localsplash.com. Where it sent from.
Okay. 1 second. Because it's so new to Yahoo, like Google, really been using my entire life. So, trying to figure out, like, what spam, like, where spam would be on this is a little...
It's been forever since I used my Yahoo as well, but it should be spam or junk. It'll be under one of those two. I'll have, like, a drop-down, I think.
Mm. 1 second.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know what I'm not seeing that.
What was that?
I'm not seeing something. You said it's on the left side.
Yeah. I wish I could help on the Yahoo stuff. I it's been forever. That's okay. I don't want to be held up on that with you and eat your time. Not too important, but I want to make sure you have my email. You know what I mean?
What's your email? I'll put it in, and I'll send you an email.
Perfect. Even better. All right. So it's J-S-E-O.
J-S-E-O.
At localsplash.com.
So J-S-E-O at localsplash.com. Okay.
That's me. Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to put my name in the subject.
Okay.
And say, it's like, hi, this is Lane.
Sure thing. All right. That's even better. Thank you. Refresh.
And then maybe later I'll be able to look, like, and finally figure out where Sam is, and then I'll see her.
Well, after all this, you're going to have a few emails in here, so one is going to be very important that I make sure I keep to my promises. I don't forget my word, you know? I'm really good at that. I want to make sure you see your invoice, you know? So it will, if you're, it, sometimes I've seen it just flood in all together, but I kind of want to make sure you, no matter what, you have this email.
Yeah. I understand.
There you are. I see ya. Bada bing, bada boom. Let me see if I missed anything here. Side note, yeah. I spelled everything correctly.
Interesting.
Well, that's side note 24.
I'm just logging on to my computer email.
Okay.
Yes, I got it.
Oh, you did? Okay, cool. I was going to say, I'm like, yeah, I definitely got it, everything right, I'm telling you.
On the app, there's, like, no folder for spam, and I'm like, where is that?
That's interesting.
It is, yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're by the computer on this one. So, and you have my email in there. With that email, all you need to do is just hit the yes. It's going to be yes, no, or maybe on there. We're just going to hit yes on that one. Okay. Beautiful. And then, Alexis, this next part is all for Google to showcase how you want to be shown on there, okay? So, again, we could always modify it, but I want to try to get as accurate as possible. As far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be showcased on Google? Like Monday through Friday, 24/7? What do you think?
Monday through Friday, and then I believe we set it up from 8 to 6 o'clock so that people who work like 9 to 5 have a chance to catch us.
Gotcha. Okay, so let me put that in here. That's actually smart. I love that time frame. One company I did with the roofing, it was just horrible time frame, man. I was like, what do you expect? You know, how are you going to get a hold of these people if they're not, they're still out of work? You know what I mean? So, it was a good time. All right. Next part. So I'm assuming you want to use all the mileage, correct? The 55 miles up as much as possible for now?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then, website, oh, you already have the website. I'm going to put the website in there as well. Make sure that's showcased. Boom. Okay, and then how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do, do they pay you directly, like cash, Zelle, Venmo, check, credit card?
We're still trying to figure out how we can have direct payments. I think I might set up a payment situation on the website. I know we will be sending out invoices, but we want to do it a little quicker than invoices.
Okay. So for now, what do you accept? If a customer came in right now from there and you know, utilize your services, how would you accept payment from them?
Would accept payment through check, Zelle, like, card.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
I'll just put that for now. Anything that changes with that, let us know. Because I'm telling you right now from my own personal experience, I chose businesses just solely because they accepted one type of payment that I needed them to accept for. So that works out. Now, the next part is pretty much your bread and butter. Always want to be found for all these things. We're going to put these in the algorithms. I'm going to send this over to our team today that when they speak to you tomorrow, they're not starting from scratch. They're already going to know exactly how to help your business grow and optimize you by putting these words in the algorithms. So you do residential, commercial, roofing. I got like flat top roofing. Do you do actual roof coating? Would you actually use that?
So it's mainly roof coating. It's a silicone roof coat that we'd be laying on these flat top roofs.
Mm-hmm.
But before we even like can do that, we have to go in to core sample, determine if there's been any leaking, if there's any water underneath the roof. And if there has been, we are equipped to take on that replacement job.
Okay.
And for that, we would lay on the silicone roofing. The silicone roofing is guaranteed 10 to 20 years. It's a really quality coating.
All right. I love it. Okay. So silicone roofing. And then would it be safe to say, like, putting in here, like, roof evaluation and estimates maybe then?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to put that.
And we also do have, like, this thing on the website that allows for people to get a free quote.
Oh.
Like, they size up their project and they get an instant quote.
Beautiful. That's awesome. I think that's a winner right there. Sorry, I'm just a little distracted with that. That's pretty exciting.
You're going to be doing it, checking it out, seeing in all written addresses.
No, seriously, that's pretty amazing stuff. Technology these days. All right. And then, so I'm going to put in parentheses that you may want to add more. That way, just in case we forgot anything in there, you can always add more or take things off from that point, okay?
Okay.
All right. And Alexis, I'm sending this over right now to our team. The next part, what we're going to do is we're going to do what we call as a voice verification. I'm not accepting a no for an answer because it's protecting you on your pricing, all right? This is a really nice promotion rate that Lulu put in here for you. I want to make sure that it stays like that, and you always have proof of it too. So it's going to be all recorded. And in this part here, I will give you our direct phone number before we even get started, but I will put the pricing in the recording and go over a few questions, so try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have any questions or concerns for me, please stop me in my tracks. That's my job. Okay, I want to make sure I answer clearly for you, okay? So, first things first, let's give you our direct phone number. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I just want to put you in my contacts.
Yep, even better. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Phone number.
All right. Okay, it's going to be 877-635-6225.
All right. Just that.
Yep. You can save it as local splash because it is voice activated. We're open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. Anytime you call in, you can say client support. You can say billing. You can say Facebook, Google, whatever it is. There will always be a team available for you to pop open your account and know exactly how to help you and make modifications from there. Okay?
Awesome.
Beautiful. All right, so without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and do the voice verification part. So, like I said, just try to answer as clear as possible, and stop me if you have any questions. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Crew Cut Roofing.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Alexis Zeidner, owner.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yeah.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Actually, I'm going to hit pause on that part. Alexis, I want to make sure after this recording, we're going to set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime we call in from here on out, you'll know you're talking to us because we will only call from the 877 number, and we will only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer. That way, you know you're talking to us. We know we're talking to you. Okay? I just want to make sure you're protecting every avenue out there. But I'll continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No.
Would you like me to re-clarify on that one? So,
yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's okay. So, for example, if we're working on your Facebook ads and you have someone else working on it as well, please let us know because we're going to think there's some kind of glitch going on in our systems and we have no idea what's happening, right? Two, what that means is, please, we can't read your mind. If you have something that needs to be modified or changed, let us know. That's all we ask. Communication is key in this.
Yeah.
Okay? That's exactly what that means.
I can do that.
Okay, perfect, perfect. All right, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on June 4th in the non-refundable amount of only $348. This is including everything for you. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the fourth of each month in the amount of only $249, and it'll be recurring $249 from there on. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you, okay? To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right, beautiful. As promised, I just want to make sure you're protected on your pricing on there, you know?
The price today is $50 because it's not the $99.
Say that one more time. Sorry, kind of in.
What's being charged to me today? Sorry.
Oh, it'd be $348 today, flat, nothing else. And that covers for your next month on the 4th, and it'll still be, at that point, $249. That's it.
$249. Okay.
You got it. Yes, ma'am.
You mentioned about $99 value.
Yes, the $99 is already included for your $348. So it's $249 plus the $99. That's $348. That's for today.
Okay. I see.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And that's already including us putting $100 back into – you'll see it in an invoice as well – back into your company for your Facebook ads as well. So again, okay. I'm going to tell you about it this way. I think that's more than enough. You can add more to it if you like, but I don't think that's the idea to do right now. I think kind of scaling it out to see how well it's doing for that, you may not need it. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
We can kind of scale from there. Yep. Good questions. I love it. And don't worry. I'll make sure I don't forget my promises. After even payment, I stay on the phone with you, so you see everything in writing as well, too. That's very important to me, and I'm sure to you as well. So, Now, the next part, I do joke around a lot about, but I've actually seen this happen. One of my poor customers forgot his own security answer, and I couldn't go over anything in detail with him. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, well, at least they're generic questions, so, I mean, you know, you get to choose one. We have mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
We can do maiden name.
Okay. Perfect. And again, I can't repeat it out loud or say it ever, so, and it can never change either. So what would that answer be?
Gasaway.
All right, and spell it for me just in case.
Yeah. G-A-S-S-A-W. Wait, let me spell it out. It's still longer than...
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. G-A-S-S-A-W-A-Y.
Okay, all right. Perfect. I think I got it. All right. Someone went and put this in here. And saving it, never changing. So hopefully the spelling is right and we're good. But that's okay. We won't give out that answer. It's more for you to give that answer. We will ask the security question, okay? So that way it's all set. Now, the next part on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name or is there a middle initial as well?
Just the card. There's a middle initial as well on the card.
Okay. Let me know what that letter is.
A.
All right. Beautiful. And then I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, the 1621 Medina Road, or is it to a different billing address?
It's a different address.
Okay. All right. What address did I put in here for that?
Address is going to be 12202 Summerland Avenue.
Okay. Is that Medina as well, or?
That'll be Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, okay.
44111.
All right. Perfect. And then for the payment method we're using, is it a Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
A TransUnion.
Okay, perfect. Now, for security purposes, I can't repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay, the card number is going to be 54 80 0626 0019 7498.
What was the last two numbers, just in case?
93.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then the expiration date on that?
That is going to be 5/28.
Okay. And then last but not least, the security code.
That is going to be 188.
Oh, 188.
Okay. I dropped my phone.
Oh, no. You dropped me. No, okay. That's okay. No worries. All right. Now, before processing any payment, I like to refresh the account like 3 or 4 times just to be sure, because when it comes down to this type of promotional rate, I want to make sure our systems even stay the same on that. Now, you know, I wasn't kidding. Like, this is a really nice promotion, so I want to make sure it stays that way. So give me one more time here. Okay. We're looking good. I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $348. Please stay on the phone with me, okay? I like to make sure you see your invoice through text and email here. And I'll let you know as soon as it goes through on my end. That way you can see exactly when it's going to be coming through. And bada bing, bada boom. There it went. It just went through on my side. So let me know whenever you see a text or whichever you see first, a text or the email, it'll say like from Local Splash, initial invoice. And then I can direct you from there.
Would it go to spam again?
If it is on your computer and you opened it up, it should ask you, do you know this user? And just say you do, so that way it doesn't go to your spam anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got a text.
All right. So in the text message, there's a spot where, like a link, it'll say click here to accept your subscription terms. You see something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to click on that. And in here is everything we discussed. Facebook ads, everything. Okay. Now, I want to let you know, and please don't forget this part. There's going to be short descriptions of other packages that you could upgrade to in the future. Please do not upgrade without letting me know, because I can apply the same promotional rate to those other packages, okay? You'll never have to pay the normal rate from here on. But read through it carefully. Take your time. As once you see that everything is in there as discussed, at the very bottom, there's two small checkboxes that everyone misses because they're so darn small. Where you're going to type your name. You're going to click those. And you're going to type your name just how it shows on the card. And that's our last piece. So it should take you somewhere. But again, I'm going to be silent here. Let me know if you have any questions, concerns. I'm here with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, beautiful.
Could I come back to read this? Like, would this be somewhere else on the...
Yes. So this one's for here today, but on the email as well, if you're doing it from the text message, that's fine. The email, it will say local / initial invoice. That's the same one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I want to make sure you have copy and everything.
All right. I'm going to sign this one out.
Okay. Make sure I have everything here. Looks good. Going back there. And Alexis, just making sure on my end here, there's no other authorized users that you would like to put on this account, correct?
No, there's no need.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Okay, let's try to go through.
Oh, if you're having trouble hitting the submit on there, turn your phone sideways, and it should work that way.
Okay.
As you can tell, not my first rodeo.
Oh, I'm like, why isn't this letting me go through it again? Genius, right. Okay. That's not taken care of. Now I left the username and password.
Beautiful. All right, we're all set. That part right there, if I give you your username and password right now and you log in, you're going to see literally nothing because that's your tracking system that I was telling you about. That's your next best friend. We didn't start on it yet, obviously. So tomorrow, when they speak to you, they're going to call from the 877 number. They will go over your security question and everything, and then they will show you how to maneuver through that tracking system and even go over your keywords, any questions you may have, things like that. It's pretty much your onboarding part, right? But we want to make sure we're starting it off strong. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Beautiful. Alexis, welcome to the family. All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. I think you're going to do amazing in your area. I wasn't lying. Like, I did roofing myself, and I think it's booming. You just got to be in front of the right people, so that way they're seeing you to call at that moment. So I think you can do just fine. All right?
I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're most welcome. All right. Well, before I let you go, just know you have our number and everything here and our email. If you have any reason you have to reschedule or it's taking too long, communicate with us. Let us know. We'll have to go accommodate for that part, okay?
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? We'll talk to you then. All righty. Bye-bye.